Winterbourne looked along the path and saw a beautiful young lady advancing.
"American girls are the best girls," he said cheerfully to his young companion.
"My sister ain't the best," the child declared. "She's always blowing at me."
"I imagine that is your fault, not hers," said Winterbourne.
The young lady, meanwhile, had drawn near. She was dressed in white muslin, with 100 frills and flounces and knots of pale-colored ribbon. She was bareheaded, but she balanced in her hand a large parasol with a deep border of embroidery, and she was strikingly, admirably pretty. "How pretty they are," thought Winterbourne, straightening himself in his seat, as if he were prepared to rise. The young lady paused in front of his bench, near the parapet of the garden, which overlooked the lake. The little boy had now converted his alpenstock into a vaulting pole, by the aid of which he was springing about in the gravel, and kicking it up not a little.
"Randolph," said the young lady, "what are you doing?" "I'm going up to the Alps," replied Randolph. "This is the way."
And he gave another little jump, scattering the pebbles about Winterbourne's ears.
"That's the way they come down," said Winterbourne.
"He's an American man,"
cried Randolph in his little hard voice. The young lady gave no heed to this announcement, but looked straight at her brother.
"Well, I guess you had better be quiet," she simply observed.
It seemed to Winterbourne that he had been, in a manner, presented.